Hello everyone, this is Steve Martin. Welcome to Stars on Tap. Today is September the 24th, 2014. Our guest has numerous hits from the 70s and other times, but he's an original member of the Blue Notes with songs like If You Don't Know Me By Now, The Love I Lost, Wake Up Everybody, and I Miss You. This is Jerry Cummins. Welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be on the air with you, and I've been looking forward to this talk that we're going to have, and I want to say hello to all of your listeners, and again, it's a pleasure that you would have me on, and I'm welcome to be here.
Well, I appreciate your call. We've been working on this for a couple of weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, I was contacted by Rhea out of California, and she had contacted me and told me all about the radio, station, and also right in Canada. He's my cousin out in England. He had contacted me also, and I want to thank Ronnie for hooking us up.
Oh, absolutely. Ronnie's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, absolutely. And we'd like to thank Miss Ray Aroma also for setting this up as well. Let's get into this thing. Tell us a little bit about your introduction to the music world.
Oh, my introduction began, with my grandmother. My grandmother was the midwife for James Brown. I was born in Augusta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to be around music for my life. I started writing when I was about 4 years old. Started actually writing songs at a very young age before I even started school. And I moved from Georgia to Washington, D.C., where I attended Charles Young Elementary School in Washington, D.C., and so my first talent show, I had never seen a talent show. I was about eight and a half years old, and of course, we had songs out back then, by the Temptations, the Supremes, Motown was big, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, and so I was able to see young children do these songs, and I said, I want to be in a talent show. So I ended up getting into talent shows, and all the way up into high school, where my group won the Howard Theater Talent Show in 1970, and then around 1971, I met Hal Melvin, and I just stayed with the music, won the talent show in high school, and then met Harold Melvin. And then Harold had a company called Harold Melvin Enterprises, and I signed with him. And about a year after that, he took me to England, where I opened with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Awesome, very awesome. That's quite a group, the Blue Notes. Give us a little bit of a rundown of your career. The songs, the making of your career, if you would.
Well, Hope That We Can Be Together soon with Sharon Page was done way before y'all heard it. It was done during the time that I was signed with Harold Melvin Enterprises, and so we started out with songs like Hope That We Can Be Together soon. And then later on, If You Don't Know Me By Now, The Love I Lost, Wake Up Everybody, Where All My Friends, Bad Luck, all of these songs, actually, I never dreamed of having gold and platinum albums, but eventually, we won our first gold album in 1974 for To Be True, that had Hope That We Can Be Together soon on it. Bad Luck on it, We're All My Friends, and then of course Wake Up Everybody was gold and platinum. Our collector's item was gold and platinum, and so those were things that I didn't see the gold and platinum albums coming, but I have them on my wall. I have them all on my wall now, and it's become a wall of fame, and I got a chance to do things that I dreamed of. I used to watch Soul Train when I was in high school, and I said one day I want to be on Soul Train. I want to meet Don Cornelius, and that came to pass. 1974, we were on Soul Train, I think twice that year. I got to meet Stevie Wonder, and got to meet Quincy Jones, and all of the things that I ever wanted to do as a child, I got to experience. And I find myself to be fortunate, you know, that, you know, from the album To Be True, Teddy, Bernie, Larry, and Hal have all passed away. And so I had started working on a project called The Last Man Standing, which has the song Oh What a Woman on it. And I think Steve has that over in England. And, you know, so I've just been very blessed, you know, to be here, to be recording again. I'm doing Lily McLeod from The X Factor. Lily McLeod was on The X Factor last year, and she has over 30 million viewers on YouTube right now. And I just signed her last week to a management contract and recording her. She has a new release out called The Other Part of Me. The Other Part of Me is a song I wrote in 1981. But it, you know, it's like what Hal used to talk about. Hal used to talk about standards. A standard is a song that could be around for 100 years and it still sounds like it's brand new. And Lily makes The Other Part of Me sounds like it's brand new. And so again, back in music again, you know, after, you know, I basically retired in 1991, I got out of music, you know, and 2011, I came back and then, like I said, recently signed Lily McLeod. And, you know, I'm back again. I mean, it's good to be doing this interview with you, Steve.
Absolutely. Just so everybody will know, I believe we have Lily McLeod coming on the show here in a couple of weeks.
I think I have her down for September the 30th. Oh, I love her.
Okay.
You know, she sounds a little like Gladys, Whitney Houston, and Dionne Warwick, Phyllis Hyman, all in one package.
Holy smoke.
That's what I said the first time I saw her on The X Factor. Simon Cowell even got up and gave a standing ovation. You know how hard it is to get him to like something, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
But and Kelly Rowland from Destiny Child, all of them stood up and gave a standing ovation. And I'm just fortunate, you know, that they contacted me, you know, to help guide her career. And so I'm very fortunate to be guiding Lily McLeod. And she just left here with us. She spent the weekend with us, her and her fiance Terry, and didn't want to go home. She's living in Orlando, Florida. But it's like I said, it's good, you know, that I have that 40-year background in the music industry. Harold Melvin was the greatest teacher that anyone would ever have to teach them about this industry. Of course, I learned from Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff. And Clive Davis was the president of Columbia Records when I was there on the Philadelphia International Records. So I got a chance to be around some giants and heavyweights, and I just learned a lot from them about this industry. And so I'm ready to go again. I'm 63 years old, and I feel like I'm 36.
Awesome.
You know, so I'm ready to go again.
Well, I'm sure you're going to serve Lily proud, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from Lily with your guidance.
Well, thank you so much, Steve.
You're welcome.
Again, I'm glad to be a part. Anytime that, you know, y'all want to talk with me or talk with Lily, we're going to make ourselves available to you.
Great. I appreciate that. Tell us about meeting and working with Harold Melvin.
Well, you know, again, my high school group won the Howard Theater Talent Show. And you know, Harold had Harold Melvin Enterprises. And so I was a spokesman for my high school group. So I went down, heard that Harold Melvin was in town. You know, people like Harold Melvin, Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, Guy Draper, all of those guys would come to Washington, D.C., where I grew up at. And so word got out, you know, by being in the music business locally, word got out who was coming to town. So I heard that Harold Melvin was coming to town. And I got all dressed up. I went to meet him, you know, and when he met me, actually, I met his valet. I met George Pettiman first, and then he told me that Hall, you know, was signing groups, and he was looking for, you know, a tenor, you know, first tenor, and asked me what did I sing, and of course, I could sing first tenor, and he set up a meeting for me to meet with Harold, and I met with Harold, and Harold had me sing a song called My Hero, which they did in the 60s. You know, Harold Melvin. Harold goes back with the Blue sounds just like the guy who originally did it in the 50s. And that got his attention. I heard him call his wife in Philadelphia and say, bring me a contract. You know, I want to sign this guy, you know. And I signed a five-year deal with him. And, of course, you know, started recording under Harold Melvin Enterprises and then started recording with the Blue Notes. And next thing I know, I was in England, you know, with the Blue Notes singing, you know, and performing. And Blues and Soul magazine did a great article on me. I found a copy of it on the Internet recently. It's wonderful. Internet is so beautiful because for the first time I'm able to go on YouTube and look at the Soul Train shows that we did with Richard Pryor, you know, back in 1974, 75. Some of our great hits on YouTube. Somewhere Down the Line, We'll Be Together Again. Hope That We Can Be Together Soon. Bad Luck, you know, if you don't know me by now. You know, and so I was able to go on YouTube and see the Soul Train show that I never saw when we did it. You know, and so I'm actually looking at myself when I was 22 years old. And like I told you before, I'm 63 now. You know, and even my children and grandchildren are able to go on and see those shows. You know, for the sake of the Internet, we can see those shows now. And so to your listeners, if you want to go on, you can see the interview with us with Richard Pryor. And you hear me say Jerry Cummings, you know, you hear me say my name. And like I said, it's exciting. But I met Harold, you know, because I had a desire, you know, to become a professional entertainer. And when I heard that he was in town, I went down to meet him, you know, in downtown Washington, D.C. I was about 21 years old at the time. And once he heard me sing, and I reminded him of someone from the 50s, you know, it became like, you know, from that point on, it became like, you know, he became my teacher.
That's an awesome story. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, let me plug this in too. They're doing a movie about my life.
Okay.
It's called first it was called From Gold to Glory, and now it's called A Date with Destiny. And they have already finished the script, and it covers me from the Red Clay Hills of Georgia all the way to Carnegie Hall, which I did make it to Carnegie Hall in 1975, and I was able to sing the song that Harold taught me, My Hero. It's a theme from the opera, The Chocolate Soldiers, and I was able to perform it at Carnegie Hall, you know, with the rest of Blue Note's background and me. So, again, I've had, you know, opportunities and I've had dreams come true, and you know, I'm you know, Teddy did a song called Truly Blessed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm truly blessed, really, because when we go back to Lily McLeod, I saw her last September the 11th on the X Factor, and I watched her standing up because I couldn't sit down. She was so awesome. You know, and if you would have told me from watching her on TV in Florida to now having her here this weekend and signing a contract to be her manager and then writing her new hit song, The Other Part of Me, you know, I would say you're crazy, you know, but it happened. So I've been in the right place at the right time. And and I believe that this interview is at the right time. Because I'm having this interview with you after Lily just left and signed the contract with me, and she has to single out The Other Part of Me. So, and this, all of this, is, I think, is leading up to her coming on September 30th to be interviewed with you.
Awesome. That's going to be great. I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be awesome. I'll tell you, you're going to love it, man. You need to, like I say, anybody who, you know, and I'm pushing her. You know, I'm not pushing me because I've done it. You know, I have 3 gold, 2 platinum albums. I've been around the world 5 times, you know. But I'm pushing her because she never had an opportunity, you know, to see what I've seen and to do what I've done. And she's been yearning for this opportunity for years, you know. And so I'm pushing her. And if any of the listeners would listen and go to YouTube and put in Lily McLeod X Factor, you'll see what I'm talking about. There's a song that she did, A House Is Not a Home. I know, you know, Luther did that some time back. But also Dionne Warwick did it first. And there's a part in that song. saw where I actually thought that Dion was walking from behind the stage to come out to sing the song with her. And by golly, it was Libby doing all the parts, you know. So that's how close she sounds to Dion Warwick, you know, that you actually think that it was Dion singing it.
That's great. That's great. I can't wait to hear some of this. I wanted you to talk about a little bit about the TV shows that you were on and the friends, the stars that you befriended while you were working on those shows.
Well, you know, it's wonderful because when I was in school, we used to do What You See Is What You Get by the Dramatics, you know, and a lot of the Dramatic songs, a lot of the Shalite songs, you know. And you know, it was wonderful, you know, to become friends with Ron Banks of the Dramatics. You know, Ron passed away a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a tenor also, you know, and Squirrel and, you know, all of the guys from the Dramatics and the Manhattans. My mother used to go to the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. To see the Manhattans, you know, and they had, back then, it go back to the 60s now, we're talking about, they had a song called Can I Kiss My Bride, Mr. Preacher, way back in the 60s. My mother would bring home pictures of the Manhattans in black and white. They would sign them for her, you know, and I would see them, you know, and then to be with the Manhattans in London, England, you know, to know Gerald and Blue and all of the guys there, you know, after watching my mother go and watch them perform at the Howard when I was a teenager, it's phenomenal, you know, to meet Stevie Wonder, you know, to shake hands with Stevie Wonder, you know, and we used to do that, you know, that what we used to call a black handshake back in the day. And Stevie could do that, and you would think that he couldn't do it that well because he was blind, but Stevie could shake hands better than guys who could see, you know. And so to be, you know, in the company of Stevie Wonder, Esther Rose from Good Times, Quincy Jones, you know, just everybody. And then, you know, to be on the Ebony Awards, the Merv Griffin Show, and Mike Douglas Show, Midnight Special, of course Soul Train, you know, and to be able to do those shows and to meet those artists that I used to watch growing up, the Temptations, to be friends with Melvin Franklin, and to be friends with Dennis Edwards, and you know, David Ruffin and I sat to talk, you know, in Detroit. You know, Otis Williams and I were friends, you know. And these were the guys that we used to sing their songs, you know, My Girl, and, you know, The Way You Do the Things You Do, and, you know, and so to meet them in person and then to, you know, and then hear them call me Gary, you know, and call my name. Again, it was phenomenal. Dream come true. You know, living your dream, if I can say that. And to do all of the TV shows that I used to watch them perform on, you know, to be with Don Cornelius and Richard Pryor, you know, to be with the Fifth Dimensions. We did tours with the Fifth Dimensions. We did tours with Gladys Knight and the Pips. And, you know, Lamont McLemore would invite us up from the Fifth Dimensions to his Hollywood Hills home. And, you know, to be in that company was phenomenal. And of course, all of these things will be, some of the scenes will be seen in the movie, you know, A Date with Destiny. You know, but it's still kind of unbelievable, you know. If I didn't have the pictures to look back at, I wouldn't, you know, it'd be hard to believe. And even today, you know, it's amazing that when people hear that I'm in a room or I'm in a store, you know, I sang with Harold Melvin and Blue Notes. It's amazing how excited people still are about our music. You know, it's made amazing, you know, to be able to sit with Gamble and Huff and Tom Bell. These were my idols growing up in music. You know, I used to listen to Jerry Butler back when I was 13 years old, Western Union Man, Only the Strong Survive, and That Sound of Philadelphia was coming out of there. Bobby Eli was on guitar. And then when I came back to start recording again, Bobby Eli now has built a studio right outside of Philadelphia. And I recorded in Bobby's studio a song called The Other Part of Me. I hope I sent that to Steve, because that's when I first came back recording back in 2011. And Bobby Eli loved The Other Part of Me. As a matter of fact, he even cried a little bit in the studio, because he worked on tenors like, you know, Wilbert Hart, Poogie, William Hart. the Stylistics, Russell Toppins Jr., you know, Ted Mills from Blue Magic, and so now it's kind of like I'm bringing back that sound of Philadelphia again, and so Bobby Eli has been a great influence in my life, and he was one of the founding fathers of MFSB, you know, which was the orchestra that played for the sound of Philadelphia.
That's an amazing story. You know, people talk about their dreams and things. You know, you just have to kind of pursue them and be persistent. And, you know, we can make dreams come true. This is a dream of mine. It's coming true right now to speak with people like you almost on a daily basis. And, you know, you just have to keep working at it. And, you know, maybe someday you'll reach what you're looking for.
Yeah, I got a message from Tyler Perry not too long ago. And he said, you need to focus on the one thing that you're going after. You know, instead of having five or six things that you want to do, focus on that one thing and concentrate on that one thing until that one thing comes to pass and everything else will fall in place. My dream was to be a professional entertainer, you know, to travel around the world, to be on Soul Train, to meet Stevie Wonder. You know, I never mentioned gold and platinum albums. You know, that was it. You know, the gold and platinum plus, you know, there was something that I didn't foresee. I never even thought about it until Harold said, you know, he said, Jerry, he said, we're going to Canada, the CBS convention, and we're getting a gold album for To Be True. And I said, really? You know, I never thought about it. You know, then you go on stage and you're with Clive Davis and, you know, and they give you your gold album. You got your name on it, you know, and it's shiny, you know, and all of the stars. I met Maurice White of Earth, Wind and Fire, the lead singer for Earth, Wind and Fire. I met him there, walking down the street in Toronto, Canada one day. And here's Maurice crossed the street in front of me, and I'm saying, man, Maurice White, you know. And we had a chance to become friends, you know. So it's but if you pursue that one dream, you know, you go after it. Don't give up. Of course, there'll be some discouraging moments. There'll be some letdowns. There'll be some no's. You know, you have to, you know, listen to the no's. You may get 1,000 no's before you get that one yes. But that one yes would be the answer to your dream.
Exactly.
So I've learned that. And so now with Lily, you know, my dream is to win a Grammy with Lily McCoy. I mean, with Lily McLeod, you know, to win that Grammy Award, you know, because she's that quality singer that should win that Grammy. So that's my dream. I have a new dream now. And then eventually the movie will come. And, you know, and again, I just thank, you know, I'm thankful to, you know, to the Most High that I'm still here and I'm able to do what I do and to be in my right mind and to have friends like Steve Martin, you know, you know, and my cousin Ronnie in Canada, you know, my lovely wife Gloria Cummings, you know, just wonderful to still be here to do what I love to do.
Well, you know, we're both truly blessed men.
Yeah, I am truly blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Teddy couldn't, you know, and, you know, I have Teddy's last interview before he passed away. It's on YouTube also. You know, my interview, you put Jerry Cummings' interview, Teddy Pendergrass, and I have one of his last interviews before he passed away. I was the closest of the Blue Notes to Teddy. I'm the only one that really ever visited him in his home. And of course, he's missed a giant of an artist, Teddy Pendergrass. I haven't met in too many lead singers of his quality, you know. But again, Lily reminds me of a female version. You know, she's got that kind of energy and that she can tell a story. Teddy Pendergrass can tell a story like nobody I've ever heard, you know, and Lily is the same way. Lily can tell a story. You know, she puts you in the midst of the story when she sings. And so, again, I'm just honored to be able to have her, to have had a friend like Teddy Pendergrass, to have had a teacher like Harold Melvin, you know, and, you know, so I'm just excited and looking forward to doing more interviews and talking with you, Steve, and, you know, and talking with Steve Harris over there in England, and, you know, we're connected on Facebook. If anybody want to join me on Facebook, and join Lily McLeod on Facebook. I'm Jerry Cummings Blue Notes now. And McLeod, that's my page, and Lily McLeod is the other part of me, Lily McLeod. And I'm quite sure she would love to have the listeners as friends. That's the other part of me, Lily McLeod, and then Jerry Cummings, Blue Nose.
You know, this Facebook, Twitter, all these social media sites these days have really grown to major proportions, and you know, having those fans and being able to interact with those fans on a daily basis kind of give you a barometer of where you're going or how you're perceived, and you know, and you can just talk and have fun and reflect on things that they remember and you remember, and it just brings everybody a little closer together. What do you think?
You know, Steve, I'm connecting with people that I haven't seen in 30 years, you know, 35 years, you know, and it's wonderful, you know, to be contacted by them and, you know, from all over the world, all in England and Belgium and, you know, all out in California, I mean, all Canada, you know, I think, you know, I mean, it's a wonderful tool, CD Baby, which is a wonderful tool of distribution now. We have so much digital distribution going on now. You know, and it takes the pressure off of having a person to go by and go by the radio station and try to get your stuff played, and you know, Pandora, which I'm putting Lily on Pandora. Hell, and the Blue Notes have their own channel on Pandora 24/7. Now, you know, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, anything you want, right at your fingertips.
Yeah, I mean, you know, then somebody, I was at Best Buy, you know, here in the United States. And a lady told me, have you heard of iHeart? You know, iHeart Radio? I said, I never heard of it. She said, well, you can have your own channel and then you can download whatever you want to wear on there. I said, what? So that was this week. Now I'm just learning about another one this week. So, yeah, the internet is phenomenal. I mean, it is phenomenal. And you know, you know, even email, you know, we used to type a letter out and go put it in the mailbox, you know, and wait 2 or 3 days before someone received it. Now we can send out a mail in a matter of seconds now.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and then we send out music like that. I just got a call from a licensing company, that wanted an MP4 of the other part of me, and I can just click a button and send it.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
In a few minutes.
Yep.
You know, so, take it, and the listeners, also those who are involved in music, need to learn that internet and learn those digital downloads and get involved in it and master it, you know, because it will bring money back to you.
That's awesome, man. That's all I can say is it's a great time to be alive, a great time to be in music.
Oh, it's a great time to be in music. I wish we had this kind of stuff when in the 60s and 70s. My goodness.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, it's great that we have it now. You know, it's great, and you know, it's going to get bigger and better and everything. You know, now we're going from CDs to these little cards now. It look like a business card.
Mm-hmm.
Which your whole CD would be on the business card, and you actually put in a file number, and you can download. People can download your music. I was at Best Buy the other day, and I asked a lady that was stocking CDs in the cases. I said, how long do you think these will be around? A few more years? She said, I doubt it. She said, it's not going to be no more CDs. It's like there's no more 8-tracks, no more cassette, you know.
Yep.
So there'll be a little card that you can walk around with in your pocket, and you can go to a computer and put in those numbers, put in that code, and your whole CD that you want to listen to will pop up.
Amazing. Technology.
Isn't it amazing?
It is. But you know, when technology goes bad, it's bad. When you can't get it fixed and you don't know what's wrong with it, you got to bring somebody like my wife in here, Miss Betty, who was our technical advisor, and Betty will straighten that out right quick for you.
Yeah, you know, and like, come on, I'm talking to you from my cell phone, you know, and it's like, man, you know, I mean, I'm out and I'm doing this interview by cell phone, you know, I got one of these Galaxy 5s, you know, and I'm just having a ball. I can do all my emailing and answer emails and send text messages, you know, as I'm out, you know, doing other things.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, this is amazing. I'm wondering, where would we be at if we didn't have this technology? You know, how do we go without a cell phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, all those years without a cell phone, you know, we don't have to pick up a phone and have a cord connected to it no more. And, you You know, everything is downloaded by satellite. I mean, and we have to take advantage of this technology.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm recording you now from a cell phone.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, now I can go anywhere and do this show wherever I need to be.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep. No lines, no cords, no nothing.
I'm having a new radio installed in my car right now, and I'm having Sirius and XM radio, you know, put in my car right now, and I'm in a facility having that done, and I'm doing this interview with you with my cell phone. That is amazing.
It sure is. It sure is.
That is amazing.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you if you got anything coming up recording-wise, producing-wise, other than Lily McLeod that you might want to tell people about.
Well, you know, again, I've been holding on to the Last Man Standing, you know, for over a year now. And so I think we just sent out Oh, What a Woman and the other part of me from that CD package. And I'm going to be sending out the cover. As a matter of fact, I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, Jerry Cummings Blue Notes, tonight. So that's something. And what I wanted to do, Steve, I wanted to bring back. As a matter of fact, I ran into Kenny Gamble about a year ago, and I said, Mr. Gamble, I said, you know, we missed the sound of Philadelphia. I said, things were so much better then. I said, the music had a message in it. You know, I said, shouldn't we do that again? And of course, he's into real estate now and housing and, you know, and charter schools and things like that, and he's not interested in doing that anymore. And so, in other words, he was telling me that if that's what you want to do, you do that. And so I was able to hook up with Bobby Eli, of course. And so when you hear Oh, What a Woman and the other part of me, it reminds you of the sound of Philadelphia. So I want to bring that back, you know. And then, and it's called Last Man Standing, Jerry Cummings, Last Man Standing. And it has a picture of the To Be True album cover with all five of us on it. But then, of course, the other four have passed away. And there I am standing off to the side today. And then Lily McLeod is the other part of me. Her new CD, her single is out now. It just came out in August. And, you know, and so we're working on her new CD now. And it should be out probably in about 6 weeks. You know, and you know, so that's where I'm at right now. Lily McLeod is enough. I'll tell you right now, Lily McLeod and myself, that's enough right there, because she is a superstar in the making, and it takes a lot of time, a lot of PR work, you know, a lot of connections to make this happen. So she's keeping me busy, you know. But if anybody would like to get in contact with me, they can get in contact with me through Jerry Cummings Blue Notes on Facebook. Also, TSOP, which is the Sound of Philadelphia, TSOP2009@AOL.com. You know, that's my email address. And I'll be, whatever I can do or whoever I can lean them towards and maybe be able to help them, I will do that.
Sounds great. Sounds great. I need to go ahead and get off here, but I want you to hang on for just a moment, if you would.
Okay.
I need to run through some credits.
All right.
I need to let everyone know that Stars on Tap is brought to you by LexingtonBroadcasting.com's Kickin' Country USA for the very best and top 40 country music on the internet. I'd like to mention our co-producer, Miss Rhea Roma of Los Angeles. She runs an animal rescue shelter in the greater Los Angeles area. We really thank Rhea for what she does for us here at Stars on Tap. I'd like to mention Betty Martin. She's our technical advisor. What I can't fix, Betty can. What I don't understand, she does. So we appreciate what Betty does, and we love her as always. Thank you, Betty. I'd like to mention our radio affiliates, which are Space Coast iRadio out of Melbourne, Florida. Jimmy Lawson runs a country station in Florida and plays this show and a couple of others that we run. And also I'd like to mention Steve Harris of Starlight UK and Soul USA Radio over in the UK for playing this show. I'd also like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org, where you can take a blanket or a sheet, a towel, any kind of a linen item, and donate it to a shelter for an animal to lay on and get warm and wait to be adopted. I'd also like to mention SavingK9LivesPlus.org. My friend Bobby Kimball runs this rescue center in the greater Los Angeles area, and they need help all the time as well. And I'd also like to thank God for the opportunity of being here with you today. And as always, enjoy your music.